Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Now, today we're going to be talking about the Tony Awards.
I have some friends named Tony, and I know that what an award is. But what is Tony Award? Is that a Tony? Is this Tony a cousin of Oscars? 这个东尼奖、奥斯卡奖有没有关联啊?
Well, I think you got it partially right. The Tony Awards are awards for the best musicals. The Oscars, of course, are about the best movies, the best documentaries, the best in film. These awards are about the best plays, the best musicals that you would see if you went to, say, Broadway in New York, that famous street where they show the best musicals in the world. Musicals are very entertaining. The songs are catchy. The acting is just as good as what you see on the silver screen. And these awards are all about celebrating the achievements of the directors, the actors, the costume designers, all the people involved in musicals. We're going to learn all about the Tony Awards on today's program. Let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Rebecca and I will be back.
Reading. Lights, cameras, Tonys. A line of dancers in over-the-top outfits parades on stage. The next night, cowboys sing in cornfields on the same stage. These are a couple of the colorful sights that light up Broadway every week in New York. Great shows on Broadway sometimes even make the jump to the silver screen. Among the most popular adaptations are The Sound of Music, Dreamgirls, and Les Miserables. While films have the Oscars to vie for, plays and musicals aim for one honor, the Tony Awards. These are the highest awards in theater, and as such, they are reserved for the best productions. The Tony Awards were created in 1947 by the American Theater Wing, an organization that promotes the theater. The award's full name is the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence in Theater. They're named after Antoinette Perry, who co-founded the American Theater Wing. The awards ceremony is held every June in New York City, usually at the Radio City Music Hall. If what you love are stage plays and musicals, then the Tony Awards ceremony should be on your to-watch list.
All right, the title of today's article is Lights, Cameras, Tonys. This is kind of a play on what you would hear a director say if you were acting in a movie. They say lights, that means, you know, turn on the lights, make sure the lighting is good. Cameras, make sure the cameras are on. If the cameras aren't on, this is all for nothing. And then usually they say action. That means start, begin, start acting. Instead, we're saying lights, cameras, Tonys. And the article starts off by saying, a line of dancers in over-the-top outfits parades on stage. The next night, cowboys sing in cornfields on the same stage. Let's start with the phrase over-the-top. Over-the-top just means it's extravagant. It's like beyond the limits or beyond what you would expect. It's almost ridiculous. It's amazing, though, in sort of a good way. So on Broadway or in musicals, you often see over-the-top performances or costumes. It's all about being over-the-top. In this case, we're talking about over-the-top outfits. Outfits is just what you wear. This is an outfit. This is a much better outfit. It's a much more stylish outfit. And we're talking about them parading across the stage. Parade means to move in a large group, as if it's an actual parade. Parade can be a noun. It's usually when we have people, musicians, performers, vehicles moving down the street slowly, providing something for people to look at, like a song performance or just anything spectacular for people to look at, like the Macy's Day Parade, the famous parade they have in New York City every Thanksgiving, and they have it on TV, so you can go down there and watch the parade, or you can just watch it on TV.
每年感恩节的时候，梅西百货所办的游行是全世界都很知名的啊。那我们说游行这个名词啊，叫 parade， 还可以指一个游行或游行队伍。parade 可以当动词使用，当动词使用的时候，后面一定要跟着一个副词或者是一个介系词，像是 parade down the street， 沿着街道游行，或是 parade in front of the city hall， 在市政府前面游行。 parade 还可以用指夸张的方式来走路，来吸引大家的注意。比如说 the models paraded up and down the runway， 模特们在伸展台上面这样前前后后的行走。刚在文章当中，则是一排穿着 over the top， 夸张过了头的outfit， 这个 outfit 就是为了特殊的场合或是活动所穿的这样一整套的服装。那这样的舞者们在舞台上展示着，吸引大家的目光。哎，到了隔天哦，你则是会看到同一个舞台上，却是牛仔们在玉米田里面唱歌。So Joe, where is this interesting place?
Well, these are a couple of the colorful sights that light up Broadway every week in New York. Now, I talked about Broadway at the beginning of the show. This is the famous Theater Street in New York City. It's been there for decades and decades. People have been going to the theaters there to watch famous actors put on spectacular performances there.It's so big there that it has even spilled into other areas, and you can even go to what they call off-Broadway plays. It just means in the smaller theaters, a little bit away from the main area, which they call Broadway. There's been songs written about Broadway, and performers around the world dream of going there to be in a Broadway play.
我们把 Broadway 翻成百老汇大道，就是 Broadway 字面上意思就是宽阔的。道路，这是纽约市很重要的一个南北向的道路，因为这条路啊，两边都有很多戏院啊，是美国戏剧跟音乐剧很重要的发扬地，因此啊，百老汇 Broadway 变成了一个音乐剧的代名词了。You should definitely go to Broadway when you visit New York.
Absolutely, it's a must see if you go to New York City. Great shows on Broadway sometimes even make the jump.To the silver screen. So sometimes it's so successful as a play, movie producers get an idea and say, well, if they liked it on the stage, they're going to love it on the silver screen. Silver screen just means it is the screen you go to watch at the movie theater. They call it the silver screen. This goes back to what they call the golden age of movies, back around the 1930s, when they started having what they call talking pictures. Before that, movies were actually silent. They had to put the words up on the screen, and then they started calling it the silver screen. And make the jump just means, well, to move from one thing to another. So move from the stage to the movie screen that we see.Is the shortcut for you make the jump or silver screen?
Make the jump to the silver screen.
Make the jump to the silver screen. All right, well, let's take the jump now to our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Thanks for lending me this book, Chris.
No problem, Michelle. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, of course. It was fantastic. I really wish it was a movie, though.
Well, you're in luck, because the book is making the jump to the silver screen.
I don't get it. How do books jump?
Make the jump to the silver screen means that a book, TV show, or play, etc., has been made into a movie.
That makes sense. Make the jump to the silver screen is like saying 要上大荧幕 in Chinese.
Yeah, comic book movies have been making the jump to the silver screen in recent years.
That's true. I can't wait for the book to make the jump to the silver screen. I hope they cast Johnny Depp. He's my favorite actor.
Oh. All right, now back into our article after our short cut for you. It goes on to say, among the most popular adaptations are The Sound of Music. I remember watching that when I was a kid, actually. Dreamgirls, that has also made the jump to the silver screen. And Les Misérables, that is one of the most famous musicals of all time. These are all adaptations of the musicals. An adaptation is when something like a book or perhaps a play is changed into something else. A book changed into a movie. The movie is an adaptation of the book, for example.
Adapt 当动词使用的时候啊，就是改编、改写的意思。所以把 adapt 这个动词哦，再加长一点哦。Adaptation 就是改编、改写出来的电影、改编出的书本、改编完的戏剧等等。所以当我们说 the film is an adaptation of a book of the same title 的意思，就是说这部电影啊是由同名小说改编成的这个作品。百老汇有很多音乐剧改编成电影跃上大荧幕，像刚刚提到的真善美呀、梦幻女郎啊、悲惨世界等等。You guys may not have heard of The Sound of Music. It is from 1960s, but you must have heard or seen the movie Les Misérables, 悲惨世界。Well, I can never say it right. Les Misérables, it's French.
Luckily, this isn't French for you. This is English for you. Yeah, something like Les Misérables. I'm not so good at French. Maybe you guys can say it better than we can. But that is a classic musical, and it's been made into an award-winning movie, of course, as well. The article goes on to say, while films have the Oscars to vie for, plays and musicals aim for one honor, the Tony Awards. We see that films have the Oscars to vie for. If you are vying for something, it means you are competing in order to win something. So they are vying for the Oscars, competing to win an Oscar award. But musicals aim for the Tony Awards. A musical is a play that also has songs sprinkled throughout it. So they'll act for a while, just normally, like you would in a normal play or in a movie. But then once in a while, they'll just burst into song. They start singing about what's happening. They don't just say, I am walking down the street. They say, I'm walking down the street. They sing. They describe what they're doing, and they describe what's happening through song.
我们都知道 music 是音乐，加上 al 这个形容词字尾之后呢 ，musical 它可以是形容词。如果 musical 是形容词的话，表示有关音乐的；但 musical 当名词使用的时候，表示音乐剧，就是戏演一演啊，哦，就开始唱歌跳舞的那种。台湾的音乐剧，像是以前的歌仔戏啊、黄梅调啊，印度的宝莱坞也是类似像这样的歌舞剧。你想看？三个傻瓜这部电影，脑袋当中是不是很有画面的呢 ？A musical is a movie or play that tells a story with songs and often dancing. 这样电影界当中啊，这个 films have the Oscars to vie for. 你想要去赢得竞争奥斯卡奖，戏剧跟音乐啊 ，plays and musicals aim for one honor. 这个 aim for 就是瞄准好，想要获得某种东西。戏剧跟音乐剧呢，想要获得的这个殊荣荣耀啊，就是 the Tony Award 东尼奖。I wonder if there's an award for the best English teaching TV show teacher.
Well, I wonder if there is too. Maybe if there isn't, we could call it the Rebecca Award. We could name it after you. You could be the first winner, and we can name it after Rebecca. I don't think it would be named after me. Well, the article goes on to say, these are the highest awards in theater, and as such, they are reserved for the best productions.So we say they are reserved here. Reserved means they are saved. Like you might reserve a table at a restaurant. It means you call and you say, save the table for me. I'm coming for it. We're talking about awards or these Tony Awards being reserved for the best productions. That just means only the best productions can win these awards. They take the best of Broadway and then they compete for these awards.We're referring to musicals as productions. A production can mean anything that a lot of work has gone into making or to producing. We often talk about producing a play or producing a movie. Producing these things just means all the work that goes into it. Getting the actors, getting the costumes, writing the script, directing it. That's all part of a production or a Broadway musical.
我们刚刚看到两个单字，其中的 reserve 当动词使用是预约或是保留的意思，还可以用在 reserve a hotel room, reserve a table, 预约饭店房间、餐厅定位等等。reserve 还可以用在为了某个特别的人事物，为了某个特别原因而保留，比如说 We will reserve this wine for a special occasion. 这瓶红酒啊，要为了特殊的场合要保留的那时候才开喝的。而东尼奖是戏剧界最高荣耀， They are reserved for the best production. 这里面的 production 指的就是 a show, such as a play or a movie that is presented to the public.For example, the director wants Scarlett Johansson in his next production. 那个导演啊，想要史嘉丽·乔汉森参与他下一部制作的作品，那可能是戏剧或是电影。Okay, Joe, now I get it. Tony is not the cousin of Oscar, but both the Oscars and the Tony Award are huge honors.
Exactly right. The Tony Awards were created in 1947.By the American Theater Wing, an organization that promotes the theater. The award's full name is the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence in Theater.
Whoa, that's a long name. And who is this Mr. Perry?
Actually, it's Ms. Perry. They renamed after Antoinette Perry,who co-founded the American Theater Wing. If you found something, it means you start something. You could found a business, found a company. Co-found, C-O with a little dash before found, just means you founded it along with someone else.
有没有觉得这个 found 很眼熟呢？以前我们学 found 是找到。Find 这个字的过去式跟过去分词嘛 ，find found found， 没想到 found 也可以是一个字的原形动词哦，表示成立或建立、创立的意思，像是 found a museum。Found a college, 设立一个博物馆或成立一所大学，再加上 CO, 这具有共同一起的字首 co-found, 意思有共同创立。所以我们刚提到 Tony 讲这个名字由来，其实 Tony 不是男生哦，他是一个女生。好 ,Antony, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Antoinette.
Antoinette, 这是女生的名字。当初他跟一些人创立了美国戏剧联盟，就用他的名字来命名的。So cool.This Tony is not a dude. This Tony is a lady. So I knew the Oscars is around the end of March every year. When is Tony Awards ceremony?
The awards ceremony is held every June in New York City, usually at the Radio City Music Hall. A ceremony is just a big fancy gathering where everybody dresses up nice, and they have some sort of a ritual or performance that they go through to give out awards. Or we could have like a wedding ceremony.
Okay.Wedding ceremony 就是结婚典礼，可能还有 graduation ceremony 毕业典礼等等。文章中提到的 the awards ceremony 就是颁奖典礼咯，通常东尼奖是在六月的时候在纽约举办，那是在 the Radio City Music Hall 这个音乐厅举办的。
If what you love are stage plays and musicals, then the Tony Awards ceremony should be on your to-watch list. To-watch list is just the list of programs that you want to watch.
我们有待做事项的话叫 to-do list, 这是待看事项、待看清单的话呢，我们就说它是 to-watch list, 就一定要看的咯。
Now it's time for You Chat. For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat is, do you like stage plays and why or why not?
I like stage plays because it's different than watching a movie. It's live. It's right there in front of you. So it kind of feels more genuine. It feels like there's a lot of skill involved because if they...make a mistake, they can't just say, okay, cut, let's do it again. They only get one chance to do it. So I think it's very impressive that they can do that in front of an audience, and they have to do it day after day after day perfectly. So if you want to see some great acting skill, you can go see a stage production. Actors often say it's the purest form of acting. You guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. Do you like to go watch stage plays?As for us, we are out of time today on English for You, but we will see you again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Lights, cameras, Tonys. A line of dancers in over-the-top outfits parades on stage. The next night, Cowboys sing in cornfields on the same stage. These are a couple of the colorful sights that light up Broadway every week in New York. Great shows on Broadway sometimes even make the jump to the silver screen. Among the most popular adaptations are The Sound of Music, Dreamgirls, and Les Miserables. While films have the Oscars to vie for, plays and musicals aim for one honor, the Tony Awards. These are the highest awards in theater, and as such, they are reserved for the best productions. The Tony Awards were created in 1947 by the American Theater Wing, an organization that promotes the theater. The award's full name is the Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence in Theater. They're named after Antoinette Perry, who co-founded the American Theater Wing. The awards ceremony is held every June in New York City, usually at the Radio City Music Hall. If what you love are stage plays and musicals, then the Tony Awards ceremony should be on your to-watch list.
Vocabulary Review.
Parade. A group of people paraded through the streets while playing music during the festival. Musical. Melissa loves to watch musicals for their songs, dances, and storylines. Reserve. These tables are reserved for other customers, so you can't sit at them. Production. Our school will have a theater production of a Shakespeare play this year. Co-found. Steve Jobs co-founded Apple with his friend Steve Wozniak in 1976. Ceremony. There was a ceremony to celebrate our high school graduation.